Greetings, dear ones. I'm Cryon of Magnetic Service. We sit on the Mount of Beatitudes. You might hear the wind blowing in the background. It's a beautiful end of a day, and the trees sing in joy to be in this place. Much has already been said, even before I begin, about the blessednesses of the human beings and the many things and the concepts presented in this place. Our modern ones, they live in this day in their truth. This channel today is not going to be lengthy. It's not a channel of great information. It's not even all that new. We just want you to feel it. Energy is being delivered to all of you right now. And the kind of energy depends upon what the attitude is of the receiver. Does this place mean anything to you? When you leave this place, will you be different in any way? Is it simply the end of another tour day? Or is there more? What happened here, or metaphorically here, is what we speak of. But that's not what this channel is about. We're going to examine another letter briefly. The letter is I. It is the last time we examine a letter because the word is now complete. In the 13 channels, there will be 3 words. And the I which we wish to examine is part of a statement. It's appropriate for this place and this time. And here is a statement. I am that I am. When my partner first heard this as a child, he closed his eyes and asked his mother, "Is that English?" It is nonsense in English. For the word am is to be followed by something else. I am tired. I am happy. I am joyful. I am hot. But I am that I am made no sense. As my partner grew up and became an adult and heard it over and over in spiritual circles, it didn't get any better. Now, as an adult, and his son asked him, "Dad, what does that mean?" And of course, he screwed up all the wisdom that he could and delivered the answer. God works in mysterious words. It meant more in the language that it was delivered at the time. There are words in other languages that do not exist in my partner's or even in yours. And so in these few brief moments, I want to reveal what it means. And this is going to be for my partner and his son. First, you have to call upon the two words, I am. These two words together mean something. So you have to group them and understand that the first time they are said is by a human, and the second time the meaning is God. Some of you have actually heard the expression, the great I am. It is the greatness of God. It is the grandness of spirit. And this concept, when it was presented, was new. Follow the logic and listen. If God is I am, it means that God then has a personality, a face, not just something in the sky that has created that which is the planet and the humans and doesn't care. The concept of the I am would be a creator who has sentience, a creator who is a personality, a creator who can say, I am. And what comes after the am? Love. It is understated, it is invisible, it is understood. The I am, the great I am, is the God of love. Now, knowing that, when the human being would say, I am, that I am, the human being really is saying, I am something. But it's not appropriate, especially for that time, to say, I am God. And it is now. Because you can say that. You can say that and mean that in a way that is not an egotistic way or an unbelievable way. As you look around you, you see God's handiwork everywhere, in the trees, the wind, and you. You are made of the elements of earth, which was made by God. You are your own creation. And according to almost every master who walked this planet, there is a piece of the divine inside you. The very idea of duality is that which is human versus that which is God. And every human has duality. If you have duality, there must be two sides, the dual, and one of them is God in you. That's the explanation. And when you hear, I am that I am, the statement is easy, very clear. I am part of the creative source, a piece of God. You might even extend it. I belong that way. On purpose, I am that way. In love with God, I am. So for the second time this day, we say, who are you? Do you have this claim? Can you really sit there and say this? I know who's here. I know what you brought to this place. Let's get personal for a moment. If you are a piece of the creative source, there is no barrier between us. I know what you've been through. I know why some of you are sitting here. I know these things because I have been with you. Your consciousness is part of the consciousness that is connected to spirit. I have been there during your joys and also during your tears. Now I ask you, who are you? really. As you sit there, who are you? Can you say and mean it with pride and belief? I am that I am. And if you can, say it now. Indeed. And so it is.